Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser. We're talking beef demand with Dr. Tonser in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Dr. Glenn Tonser manages a meat demand index. He works on that on a regular basis domestically and internationally. Says right now, getting close to releasing the next set of numbers based on current March demand.
So we're sitting here doing this in March. The March numbers will come out soon. To paraphrase what I anticipate to show up in there, and I'm setting the stage for this in my earlier comments, is there's a lot of commentary, you know, states that have formally opened up. And I use Texas as my example, but not only Texas, you know, open for business, foot traffic is up, comments about hotel occupancies are up, restaurant activity is up and the like. I anticipate that to spill across other states, you know, consumer vaccination rates are up, on and on. Well, with that, hopefully beef's demand via, and more generally meat demand through the food service channel will be improving. Hopefully not just cannibalizing retail demand. Watching that shift off, hopefully there's a net gain, not just a one-to-one shift. That's going to be really important to watch, and we'll get a first look at that in the March meat demand monitor. So look for that in the days ahead, like you said. That said, we got to go backwards a little bit to use what is available. So another measure I use is driven by USDA data, and the latest is for January, so we can compare to what December looked like domestic demand. And domestic beef demand in January was up 1% compared to December. Pork was up 4% compared to December, and chicken was off 5% compared to December. There's a holiday effect embedded in all that, and of course it was cold, right? We weren't sitting outside in patios, so forth, so there's seasonal stuff going on too. The more relevant update, I think, is really the export side. So again, I also maintain export demand indices. And for January, beef demand export-wise was down 17% compared to December. Pork was down 9%, and chicken was up 2%. I made a note here to remind everybody, I think a lot of it has to do with logistical challenges. So there's been a lot of commentary in the meat and livestock space about our supply chain, right? The bottleneck about being able to convert animals into meat. Many, many supply chains are struggling. You know, there's commentary now about, you know, auto manufacturers can't get chips, so we're not making cars at the same clip. There's a lot of commentary about barges that are off the coast, right? Can't get into the LA port and so forth. Logistically, we have bottlenecks in many parts of our economy that is not unique to meat production. And just being able to get ships going from the U.S. to Asia and vice versa is essential, pun intended, to sustain and build meat exports. And I think we're living through a major hiccup on that. I think there's reasons to be optimistic that will improve, but I think a big reason that those January numbers were negative like they were was exactly that, is we couldn't do business as much as we wanted to, because I think the Asian economies in particular would like more of our meat, but you got to get it to them.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser, his meat demand monitor can be found on the website agmanager.info. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.